Cable News In Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
You are listening to Cable News In Depth. I'm Althea Billings. I'm joined today by Portland City Forester Jen Cairo to talk about the Portland Urban Forest Plan. Portland Parks and Rec is holding an open house on Wednesday, February 26th at 5:30 p.m. at the June Key Delta Center for folks to learn about the plan and offer their feedback. So that's what we're going to talk about. Welcome to the show, Jen.
Thank you so much, Althea. I'm pleased to be here today and to talk about the Portland Urban Forest Plan.
Yeah, I appreciate you taking the time. So to start out, let's go there. For folks who don't know, what is the Urban Forest Plan and what does it do?
The Urban Forest Plan is the city's guide for managing trees into the future, managing the urban forest, which is all the trees in the city. So it sets out the vision and the goals and the action plan by which those vision and goals will be implemented. The one we're working on now has been in process about 12 months. And what folks can comment on at the June Key Delta Community Center tomorrow night is a draft version of that plan that's been released for public comment, and it'll be available for 60 days for folks to comment on.
Well, let's get into some of the things that are in that report, and maybe if people want to give feedback, what they should be considering here. What are some of the ways that Portland's trees serve the community? Like, why is it so important that we have a plan in the first place?
A lot of Portlanders, from what we hear, really value the trees in the city. And they find trees to be quintessential Portland, part of the nature that the Pacific Northwest and our city is famous for. And specifically, trees in urban environments are really critical infrastructure, sort of comparable to the water supply, wastewater management, streets and traffic system. But they provide us with public health benefits. For example, cleaner air, oxygen production. They also provide heat mitigation, which is really important as the climate changes. And as I'm sure you know, and many of your listeners know, just a few years ago, we had the heat dome in the Portland area, and over 50 folks died from the heat impact. And those were in areas where there's little tree canopy. So the shade and cooling that trees provide is a really important part of urban lives. And there are many other features that trees provide in urban setting, like wildlife habitat, walkable streets, connected communities, increased property values. So for all of those reasons, Portlanders like their trees, and the Urban Forest Plan helps articulate what they want in the future for that forest.
Like you mentioned, the Urban Forest Plan has been in the works for a little bit. What are some of the feedback that you've gotten so far?
So the process has been very community-centered. We've really tried to engage with a lot of Portlanders to get their input, and we have had thousands and thousands of comments, which is wonderful, and we have a number of advisory groups and have done presentations to various community organizations, held open houses, things like that, had a survey, and what we've learned from that is that Portlanders do indeed really value their trees. They would like to see more trees, especially as the climate changes and becomes more challenging for all of us. We're hearing strongly that folks appreciate equity in tree canopy. So right now, the forest in Portland is not equitably distributed. West of the Willamette River, the average canopy cover is 54%, while east of the Willamette, where 80% of Portlanders live, it's only 21%, which is roughly on par with the average canopy cover of LA. So we've heard a lot of feedback about folks wanting to increase canopy in low canopy areas. We've also heard that tree maintenance costs are a barrier for folks having trees and caring for trees, so wanting to address that. And I think a fourth item that we've heard emerge is a real interest to be involved, like community stewardship and connection with the city's tree programs is a desire as well.
I'm curious, what are some of the challenges that have to be considered when looking at this community desire for greater tree cover across parts of the city that don't currently have it? Like, what are some of the things that have to be considered in order to try to fix that?
Yeah, that's a really important question. I'm glad you asked that. There are a number of factors. One, as I shared, some of the feedback we've had is concern about cost. Property owners having to maintain their property and feeling challenged by that. So how can we make that less expensive for folks to do? And For example, right now, the city's policy is that street trees, which are actually city property, they have to be maintained by the adjacent property owner. So one of the things we've heard strongly through developing the plan is that folks would like that policy to change. And thanks to Portland Clean Energy Community Benefits Funds, we have funding and a plan to start switching that so the city will maintain those trees. So there's a really good illustration of one of the challenges and how it might be addressed going forward. Other challenges are there needs to be space. You know, a tree is a living thing. And sometimes we forget that what we see above ground is only part of the story. There's a root system there that is essential to the survival of the tree. And so having that space and the proper soil, those are challenges as well. And we also need to have all of the other infrastructure that we all need in a city. We do need to have housing and roads and transit lines. And so finding the space for the trees and having all those other things is something we have to work on as well.
I'm curious because this also sort of has a historical angle of, you know, how did we get here from way back when? How has Portland's tree canopy changed over time?
We study the tree canopy on a regular basis. We use like LIDAR data. And if anyone's interested, that's all on our webpages. They could look at it specifically. But the summary is that for several decades, canopy in Portland was growing. And then our last measurement, which was about 3 years ago, we saw the first decline in average canopy cover that we had seen ever. And the loss was about equivalent to the size of Mount Tabor Park. I'm sure your listeners are familiar with Mount Tabor Park. When we are working on the Portland Urban Forest Plan, again, we're hearing a lot of folks say they would like more trees and in more places where they aren't. And one of our goals with putting the plan together and then implementing it through the actions that'll be in the plan is to reverse that trend and keep trees that are healthy and safe now and add more trees back so we're gaining again as we were in the past in Portland.
With the recent heat waves that we've experienced hitting different parts of the city differently, you mentioned this a little bit, you know, shade equity has been a focus for folks, for advocates, for elected officials. How does that fit into the plan here? Is there more urgency around that part of the urban forest plan?
Yes, Althea, there is more urgency around that. We've heard that loud and clear from the feedback we've gotten so far on the draft Portland Urban Forest Plan. As I mentioned before, the distribution of trees in Portland is dramatically uneven, and the Willamette River is the dividing line. And what we've heard from folks is that they really want the programs that the city offers and the partnerships with community organizations and neighborhoods to really help increase canopy in the areas that have less. And as far as shade equity goes, you know, that is integral to where the trees are. We need more shade in the areas that have less trees to have that cooling, hence shade equity. And trees are one of the less expensive and longest lasting, because trees typically are longer lived, especially the ones that we aim to plant. So it can really help mitigate things like urban heat island effect. And again, the focus is to add canopy, plant trees in the areas that don't have a lot right now. So that will really be helping with shade equity over time. And right now, we have been very actively engaging in planting in the low canopy and low income parts of town.
I wonder if you can discuss a little bit the difference in impact between a young tree versus a mature tree on the surrounding neighborhood.
Yes, that's a good question. It's a big difference. So a young tree is essential to our future forest. Like all living things, trees decline and die, and we need to plant new ones. However, for them to give the services that we're talking about and to create better shade equity, environmental justice, and all those services, public health, climate action, they need to become larger trees. It's the smaller the tree is, the fewer of those services are generated by the tree. It's the larger form trees. You think about like the canopy spread, the leaves or the needles on a larger tree, how many more there are than on a small tree, whether it's young or just a small type of tree. You can kind of imagine that it is a vast difference in the services that we get. the young trees too, there are specific best practices that we all want to use when we're selecting what type of tree to put in selecting an area. Is it the right tree for that area? And then the quality of the tree that's planted, that we call it the stock, the material, and then how it's planted. Those are all really important too. If any of those are lacking, that tree may not make it very long and may have public safety issues in the future, or be shorter lived than it might be. And then we get less of the services that we want from our forest.
Well, right, getting a tree to full maturity is a year-long effort. I believe there's even an idiom about that. But there's also been a few instances in the past few years of trees being planted by the city not getting the water or the care to have them reach maturity. Where does the maintenance component of the urban forest fit into this plan?
So when trees are, we're planting thousands and thousands of trees each year, and it's to be expected when we look at programs across the nation, even the world, not all of those will survive. It is difficult to be a tree in an urban environment, particularly a street surrounded by hardscape. And what we do is called establishment care. It's essential, like watering in the summer is one element, to get a tree, young tree, off to a good start. And we just actually posted our annual planting report online. And our average survival rate for the trees that urban forestry is involved in planting, including with contractors and partners, is 95%, which is a really respectable number. We have relatively few losses. So we will see around the city some young trees that don't make it. However, we continue to monitor actively and correct so that the vast majority do make it. And you had questions about maintenance. That when those new trees are planted, that initial maintenance is the establishment care I talked about. It is primarily watering. It's also putting mulch around the base of the tree, not against the trunk, but kind of in a donut shape to keep moisture in, so to help with that watering element, to keep weeds away. And there's also restaking the trees until they've developed enough of a structure and a basal form so that they're resistant to wind. And also some pruning to give them the future form they need. Did you have other questions about maintenance specifically?
I think that pretty much covers it. I think I wanted to just sort of clarify for the listener a little bit about what that kind of timeline of maintenance looks like over the lifetime. And I know you mentioned earlier that some of that cost is being passed away from maybe the adjacent property owner or some of that responsibility as well.
Yeah, that's starting. And that's really a big deal, Althea. The City of Portland's policy for decades has been the adjacent property owner having to maintain the street tree. And we in urban forestry, since I've been here, have advocated with city officials and past councils to try to change that policy, as have many stakeholders and community members. So we're really excited that that is changing. Really looking forward to getting our first pilot program up so we can learn and then have that inform the whole citywide program. There's another one I'll mention too, also funded by PSEF, and that is for the first time ever, we are developing a private property tree care support program. And the intention on that is recall that some of the feedback we've gotten through developing the Portland Urban Forest Plan is the cost of tree maintenance is a burden and a barrier to folks. So this is specifically to help address that. We're building a program where private property tree care can get funding from the city so it is less expensive. And also we can help make sure it's the proper care so it's done correctly by experienced certified staff. That's also really exciting and helpful when it comes to maintenance for our future forests.
Well, I want to circle back to the open house on Wednesday. What can folks expect if they come on down?
The open house, a number of staff there, our team that have been working on developing the Portland Urban Forest Plan, a lot of materials, so maps and the draft goals, like we talked about, the draft content of the plan, and various opportunities to talk with people to give feedback or write feedback. And it's a really drop-in type of arrangement. It runs from 5:30 to 7, so fairly long. So folks can stop in for 10 minutes or less, or they can stay for an hour. And there'll also be a lot of opportunity for community members who stopped in to talk to each other and exchange ideas right there and share them with the staff who are collecting those thoughts.
Do you have any final thoughts before we wrap up? Anything we didn't get to touch on?
I would say we've really focused on a lot of community input to the plan. You know, this is Portlanders' forest. The trees are for all of us in the city and for the next 10 years and some. So it would really be great to hear from a lot of community members if they could take some time to write in a comment or attend an open house. That would be really helpful so that we make sure the plan captures what the community wants to see.
Well, Jen, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Althea. I appreciate having had the opportunity.
That was Portland City Forester Jen Cairo speaking with me about the Portland Urban Forest Plan. Portland Parks and Recreation is holding an open house on Wednesday, February 26th at 5:30 p.m. at the June Key Delta Center for folks to learn more about the plan and offer their feedback. More information about the Portland Urban Forest Plan is online at portland.gov/trees/Portland Urban Forest Plan. For KBOO News in Depth, I'm Althea Billings.